AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone, your journey, our passion. And by Dow Automotive Systems, improving durability and increasing design flexibility with Betamate structural adhesives at DowBetamate.com.
In today's show, we take a look inside Ford's newest engine, and it ain't like any engine you've seen before. Then, how autonomous cars could wreck the careers of a lot of lawyers, and Aston Martin could be forced to close up shop in the U.S. market. And let's get to that one now, because if you live in the U.S. and you're looking to buy a new Aston Martin, you better do it soon. The company may have to close down in the American market. That's because its dealers might not be able to continue selling the DB9 and the Vantage because neither car meets the new FMVSS 214 side impact test. Aston has applied for an exemption, but doesn't have an answer yet. But we'd say because the company sells so few cars and they're typically not daily drivers, we bet they get the exemption that they're looking for. In the last couple of decades, we've seen thousands of automotive suppliers simply vanish. Some went out of business, some dropped out of the auto industry, but most were bought up by other suppliers. And the consolidation trend continues. German supplier ZF, famous for all its transmissions, wants to buy American supplier TRW. By putting the two together, they would become the second largest supplier company in the world, second only to Bosch. But ZF is not just trying to become big. A company insider tells AutoLine it's worried about autonomous cars. In addition to transmissions, ZF makes dampers, axles, and clutches, to name a few, so it's strong in mechanical devices. TRW is strong in electronics and controls. So ZF wants to buy TRW so it can electronically control its mechanical systems, which is exactly what is needed for autonomous cars. And speaking of cars that can drive themselves, these things scare the hell out of lawyers. In an op-ed piece on a website for lawyers, Mark Herman, the chief counsel of a company called Aon, a risk management service provider, predicts that autonomous cars will wipe out billions of dollars in auto insurance premiums. He says that lawyers who specialize in DWI cases, driving while under the influence, will see their business vanish in 10 years. Anyone who specializes in insurance or product liability cases are in trouble too. But it's not just lawyers. Herman says taxi drivers, driver ed teachers, and even EMTs and first responders will soon see fewer jobs in their fields. It's a very interesting piece, and you can click on the link to the story to read the whole thing. When Tesla's Roadster first came out, it had an impressive range of up to 245 miles, but now it's going to offer an upgrade to a new generation battery pack that will have a range of about 400 miles on a single charge. And financial firm Morgan Stanley is predicting that Tesla's Model X CUV will outsell the Model S sedan before the end of 2016. It's also forecasting that Tesla's stock price will jump from its current price of $250 a share, going up to $320. You know, yesterday morning I helped MC the WWJ Dream Cruise breakfast where we had Mark Royce from General Motors as a guest. He could not say enough nice things about Tesla, saying that the world needs more people like Elon Musk and how America needs innovative companies like Tesla. Roy said that GM had lost a number of engineers to Tesla, but that some of them had come back to GM, and he noted that GM has pretty good technical ties with Tesla. Speaking of the Dream Cruise, we've got our own coverage coming later today. We'll be interviewing executives from our sponsors, Mopar and Dodge. We'll have Richard Rawlins, the star of the Discovery show, Fast and Loud. And we're going to have some of our favorite car experts, Jim Hall, Steve Pastiner, and Mark Phelan. So if you've got any questions for them, you can start sending them now using Twitter. Just use the hashtag WoodwardLiveDodgeMopar. And then tune in today at 4 p.m. Eastern Time at our website, autoline.tv. Also, we're still giving away another copy of the book Pro Touring, written by the chief engineer of the new Camaro Z28, Mark Stilo. To get your hands on a copy, you need to correctly answer this trivia question. When the Woodward Dream Cruise officially started in 1995, it was used as a fundraising campaign for what? Once you think you've got the answer, send an email to viewermail@autoline.tv. We've already got quite a few answers, and we'll announce the winner on Monday's show. Coming up next, we're going to take a deep dive inside Ford's newest engine, and it has a kind of engine block we've never seen before.
There's so much to love about Bridgestone's Dueler tires. The amazing traction, the quiet, comfortable ride, and they're really tough. It's like loving three tires in one.
We've shown you a lot about the new aluminum-intensive Ford F-150. Now let's dive into some of the details on the 2.7-liter twin-turbo V6 that makes its debut in this truck. It's an impressive and innovative engine, which will be the first to provide stop-start technology in a pickup. But when towing or in 4x4, the stop-start feature does not activate. 2 years ago, we showed you a new kind of coating for engine bearings called IROX, made by Federal Mogul. This engine is the first we're aware of that uses the IROX coating. Ford is using it because it needed extremely low friction with that stop-start feature. In fact, the friction's so low that Ford says after 150,000 miles, you can still read the numbers stamped into the bearings. This engine uses one of the most unusual block designs we've ever seen. Part of it is made from compacted graphite iron, which is the big yellow cylinder casing that you see here. It fits into what kind of looks like an aluminum box, which Ford calls a ladder frame. The compacted graphite iron gives the engine strength and durability, while the aluminum helps make it lighter. And check out the top of the engine. The exhaust manifolds are cast right into the cylinder heads. This allows cooling to be circulated around the exhaust ports, which helps cool the exhaust temperature to the point that this engine uses no exhaust gas recirculation, no EGR. And despite a 10-to-1 compression ratio and 30 PSI turbo boost, this engine does not require premium gasoline. Another nice feature? It uses a cartridge-type oil filter mounted on top of the engine for easy access. This is the first engine where Ford is cracking the main bearing journal caps. Cracking connecting rod caps is fairly common these days. The caps are etched with a laser, cooled in liquid nitrogen, and then they're cracked along that etched line. The jagged edges that result only fit together when they're perfectly aligned. This ensures a perfect match and reduces engine friction. But Ford is the first that we're aware of doing this with the main bearing journal caps. Ford claims you can actually pick up the block and crankshaft without installing main bearing journal bolts. In fact, Ford says you can actually fire up and run the engine without installing the main bearing journal bolts. And that is amazing. With 325 horsepower and 375 pound-feet of torque, Ford thinks this could be the most popular engine in the new F-150. We have not had a chance to drive it, not just yet, but based on the little information that's come out so far, we cannot wait to fire it up. And that wraps up today's show. Join us this afternoon for our Dream Cruise coverage, and join us again here on Monday for another Autoline Daily.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.